Join host Laura Brown as she introduces life-changing intuitive tools, live on-the-air intuitive tarot readings, guided energy work to help you align with your highest good, and inspiring conversations. Each show blends Laura's natural psychic gifts with her traditional training as a counselor and coach to provide you with a down-to-earth approach to living your most aligned, most inspired, and most elevated life. So grab your drink of choice, sit back, relax, and join us for another episode of Intuitive Alchemy Radio. Here is your host, Laura Brown.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Laura Brown. I'm your host of Intuitive Alchemy Radio, and I am incredibly honored to be here, this being our very first show. And before we get into it, I wanted to just simply thank the Om Times community. I'm so thankful and grateful to be a part of an amazing community of hosts and everybody on the back end, behind the scenes. It is a fantastic organization and one that I consider myself quite privileged to be a part of. So welcome to the first episode, the first show of Intuitive Alchemy Radio. We are going to be digging in to the energy of August and everything that is happening for us this month. There is such a very interesting energy of August. On one hand, we are still very much in the throes of the heat of summer, and yet internally, that clock is beginning to turn. We're feeling that shift as we stand here at the threshold between summer and autumn, and that shifting that takes place. So I definitely see and feel this sense with August that we are right in this beautiful sort of space, what I call the magic of the in-between. We're not really fully in summer, despite what the weather may be making us feel like. And yet we are still feeling that pull towards autumn, pull towards that stillness, that harvesting, that, you know, slowing down and kind of moving into a bit more of that cooler energy and that slower energy. But we're not quite there yet. And so August very much enters with this opportunity. And what many of you likely have already been experiencing is that though we are in the midst of Leo season, a very fiery energy, very appropriate for the weather, in at least in these parts here in Colorado and much of the U.S., where it's been incredibly, incredibly hot. But we start the month with this very interesting watery energy. The emotion is off the chain. So much is coming up for us. So much is being activated. We feel a bit more raw and exposed. And a lot of times when that happens, the tendency is to do what? It's to slow down and kind of, you know, hide from those emotions, or maybe shove some of them under the carpet, and to try to just maintain balance and kind of, you know, turn our cheek, if you will, to that swelling of emotion. But that's really not where the medicine of this energy as we begin August is. The medicine is actually by sitting here with those feelings, really paying attention to what we're feeling. And get this, there is a difference between feeling our feelings and thinking our way through our feelings. So these emotions are really an opportunity for us to discover more of who we are becoming by what is being dredged up to the surface, what is being dredged up to be released. So taking moments out right now for sacred pause and reflection is so, so very necessary. Not every moment needs to be filled with a distraction or something to do. Rather, we really need a few moments of simply allowing and practicing the art of doing absolutely nothing, which gives us the rest, the stillness, the calling back of our energy that really begins to pave the way for the energy that we are opening up to. I'm feeling more towards this weekend and going into next week, which is of much faster paced energy. The pace is really quickening. We are feeling called into action, and anything that accumulated in the first part of the month while we were having that stillness and allowing ourselves to feel those feelings, now all of that stuff that accumulated is calling to us. It is really reaching out for us. But more than that, folks, our dreams are calling to us. Those whispers of all that is possible, of the magic that's waiting to be born, and all that we are capable of becoming begins to beckon us forward and tantalizing us. But there is a little bit, I'm going to warn, impetuousness with this energy. There's a desire so strong to act that we may do so before really being dialed into our own inner compass. This is what some, you know, what I used to say is kind of flying off the handle or kind of going at it half-cocked, because if we don't have a little bit of a plan, even if it's just a small one, even if it's just a broad strokes kind of idea, our action or our resources end up being wasted. So we're doing a lot, but we're not really accomplishing a whole lot. So the middle of August is really, you know, a delicate balance between really giving ourselves permission to act, giving ourselves permission to move forward, even if all of the pieces are not entirely put together. But at the same time, to not do so with this total impulsivity, to really make sure that our actions are being bred from a place of intentionality. And so, you know, it's a very interesting energy when it comes from a place of, you know, asking us to assess what is authentic for us. What is it that we need to do to make whatever we're trying to create in our lives all that it can be? It's not about just having a plan, though that is part of it, like we talked about. It's also about knowing what is authentic for us. Whatever it is that you are bringing to your life to the forefront in the middle of August, it needs to reflect you. It needs to reflect who you are. The question is, how can I make this a reflection of who I am and the unique gifts that I hold within? This is not a time to be necessarily looking at what everybody else is doing. It's not about necessarily looking at how maybe, you know, a competitor has done something or how a friend has done something, because they have their own unique sort of trajectory, just as you do. This is in the middle of the month, making sure that, yes, we have a broad stroke kind of plan of what we're going to do, what we're going after before we act, but also dialing into that inner compass so we know that every step is intentional. Every move is really from a place that speaks of who we are and puts our own sort of unique personal spin on whatever we're doing mid-month. Now, when we come around to the final portion of the month, this energy to me is feeling more like something is ending around us. This could be a plan, it could be a job, it could be a relationship, it could be a way of living or being. This ending really, for me, it comes swelling up, reminding us of the vital exchange that is inherent and necessary to absolutely all of life. And that is simply that the ending of one breath draws forth the sweetness of the next. So while endings tend to really activate us emotionally, where I'm being pulled, where the energy is concerned for the end of August, is that we're actually encouraged to let our intellect to lead the way, which is such an opposite energy from the beginning of the month, right, where we were encouraged to feel all of the feelings. Well, this is sort of the unique spiral reminding us that we are on this very complex and beautiful human journey. And that requires a balance of all of who we are. So whereas the beginning of the month encouraged, you know, sort of stepping into our emotions, the end of the month requires us to instead lead with our minds, not necessarily with our intuition or with our emotions. This is really about paying attention attention to what we know, not what we assume. It's emphasizing what we can see and not necessarily what we read between the lines. Anything that we need to navigate come the end of the month, the intellect is really what's going to lead us in the direction that we want to be in, because this is a portal opening up. This is definitely an opportunity for us to level up in our experience in some way. So it is not just an ending for the sake of an ending. As difficult as it may be, our job is not to clench, it's to release, and it's to really allow our intellect to drive us forward. Because the truth of the matter is that there is so much potential towards the end of the month that is going to be popping up for us all. And the truth of the matter is there is absolutely no beginnings without an ending. So we need to allow room for this truth to lead us to a space where we can marvel at the discovery of these new beginnings. We can really enjoy them. We can, you know, delight in what is flourishing around us rather than looking more fully backwards. I see all of the energy on this general level, and we'll be getting into the individual readings here in a moment. The general energy, the mantra for the month, and if you have a pen and paper, this would be a good time to write it down, is that I allow space for sacred endings so I can honor the beauty of all new beginnings. That's going to be, for me at least, on repeat for the entirety of this month. Endings, you know, some of us take the change a little better than others. I kind of, you know, take to it like a child kicking and screaming away from its favorite toy. So I will personally be repeating that mantra over and over again. And I hope that no matter how, you know, your relationship with change may look, I hope that the mantra serves you to come into a place of opportunity and possibility, rather than, you know, that sort of clenching and restrictiveness and that refusal. So that's the general reading for August. And we will make sure that the first show of every month is going to include this general reading and then going into the energy in the tarot for each of the individual 12 signs. So we're going to begin this month with Aries, and they're leading the way into this exploration of the energy. And the card that was pulled for all of my Aries listeners is the Ace of Wands. Now, this is a really potent, powerful energy. Super powerful. This is new inspiration and passions. This is us being very much motivated to act, which means at the beginning of the month, right now, maybe a little difficult for you if you're, you know, in that feeling space that the energy is pulling us towards. But in general, Aries, this is a really great opportunity for you to explode on the scene and make things happen. If you've been sort of noodling something up there in that beautiful brain of yours, now is the time to begin to take action. This isn't always a promise that whatever you're working towards is going to be successful. The Aces are all about newness, new inspiration, new beginnings, new passionate endeavors and projects. But when harnessed right now, while this energy is guiding your way, you have the best chance at seeing things come to fruition, because sometimes the most difficult step is just the first one, and that's picking our foot up and committing to actually acting on this inspiration and this passionate opportunity and you know, all of the creativity that's sort of exploding on the surface for us. All right, my Taurian friends, we have here today the Nine of Pentacles, and I personally love this card because it tells me, my Taurus friends, that this is a month where you are really relishing and enjoying all of what it is that you've built for yourself. The Nine of Pentacles is looking out around the entirety of our life and seeing everything that we've established for ourselves and really being able to stop and smell the roses. to enjoy not just, you know, having now the resources for the things that we need, but also we can actually enjoy some of what it is that we want as well. In fact, this energy is really encouraging us to do that so that we can step into a place of fueling ourselves, of honoring our hard work, of really making sure that our inner wells are replenished so that we can re-enter the fray, get back to work on whatever it is that we're doing or establishing in our lives, and to really do so from a place of having honored our achievements, honored our hard work, and really motivated us to keep going. Okay, Gemini, we have the Hanged Man. I think that the Hanged Man medicine for you is all about understanding, especially for Gemini, who likes to have their hands in many different pots at a single time, that this may actually be a time for you to pull your energy back a bit, step back from the fray a little bit. I would really love to hear that you moved into a little bit more of a passive stance or posture this month, allowing yourself to take in any of the information, the signs, the symbols that are around you, so that you can really feel that you're empowered with awareness and understanding as to what your next steps should be. If you've been feeling confused or on the cusp of anything, this is totally okay. It just simply means that now may be the opportunity to move into an observer role rather than the active sort of pursuit role that we are very accustomed to and that Gemini in general is quite accustomed to. But it's time for you to put down a few of those many balls that you've been trying to juggle and keep up in the air and instead allow things to begin to come down and to just really come into a place of stillness. You have so much that is happening for you. And even though the energy of the month is going to eventually draw you out of this cocoon, we still want you to be in a place where you can enter that energy from a place of empowerment. Now, I think we're going to be coming up on a break here shortly, and we will continue on with the remainder of the readings. We are going line by line, sign by sign, checking out what your energy is going to be like this month.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm your host, Laura Brown. This is Intuitive Alchemy Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. We left off with the Gemini Tarotscope for the month of August, moving us right into Cancer, the sign of Cancer. And you, my beautiful friends, have the Nine of Cups, which is a fantastic energy. The Nine of Cups is known as one of the wish cards of the tarot, or the tarot, depending on your flavor and way of saying it. The Nine of Cups is really a representation of our wishes being granted. Our spells, our prayers, they've all been taking flight. We've been doing the work. We've been calling in our cosmic luminaries. We've been asking our cosmic families for their support. And now here we are beginning to see the fruits of those labors coming into the fold, coming into our experience. It's a time of celebration, my Cancer friends. It is a time for joining together all of those beautiful people who have supported you, who have helped you and have been and proven instrumental to your getting to this place. But most of all, it is also very important to honor and celebrate yourself. It is time for you to really acknowledge that none of this would have happened if you had given up on yourself. None of this would have happened if you just said, well, you know, I'll get to that later. Everything that is shaping up for you in the month of August is doing so because of your commitment, your dedication, and your willingness to take the chance. So congratulations. All right, let's move on to Leo. Now, Leo, you guys are guided by the Judgment card this month. Now, Judgment card for me is very much the hearing of a higher calling. It is the awareness of something bigger than ourselves. And finally beginning, you know, because some of us are a little stubborn, it takes us a little bit, we're finally beginning to answer the call. There's something that's coming up for you in this month that is feeling so completely resonant. It is feeling as though it is, you can't chalk it up to coincidence. You can't chalk it up to happenstance. It feels as though it is something so incredibly just made for you, tailor-made. And so your job is simply to trust in this feeling, to trust in what is happening, and to guide yourself into taking action in the most beautiful of ways so that you can continue this sense of alignment, because this month, portals of purpose are opening up for you. So this takes me now to our Virgo friends. Now, I'm going to say this as a real quick aside, and I should have said this at the very beginning, so pardon me. I would love for you all to pay attention to not just your sun sign. Also, pay attention to your moon sign. If you're born within 7 to 10 days of a sign's transition, you can even listen to the sign that comes after yours. It's very important for gaining a deeper picture. I say this because, of course, we're here at the Virgo spot, the Virgo reading, and I myself am a Pisces rising in double Virgo. That means that my ascendant as well as my moon is in Virgo. So this reading's speaking to me a little personally, and hopefully many of you as well. And if you don't know, if everything that I just said sounded like Greek to you, astro.com allows you to enter your birth date and time and place, and it draws up your free chart so you can get an idea of all of what I just talked about and those specific signs. It's not really a sponsorship. I just love their services. But onward and upward, Virgo. My Virgo friends, you guys, we have the Four of Cups. Now, the Four of Cups really asks us what it is that we are putting our attention on. A lot of times we get caught up in what is out of alignment. We get very caught up in what is not quite shaping up the way we had hoped, or maybe we worked towards, or we were really, really, you know, kind of striving for. And we get very lost in kind of mining and serving and giving our energy and power to what is not working. Meanwhile, we are missing everything around us that is working in our favor. We are missing maybe even given those opportunities, those divine little winks that are the universe kind of trying to throw us a bone, some new opportunity, some new possibility, because our head is just down. It's down on what is not in alignment, and it is not raised. It is not looking around, taking in the fullness of this experience. So I would really love all of my Virgo listeners, and I know I, for one, am paying attention to this as well. We really need to lift our heads this month. We really need to be very, very careful and focused on where we're putting our attention. If we're putting our attention on everything that is wrong, not only are we vibrationally feeding that, but we can't possibly see what may be happening in our peripheral that is happening for us, or that are the new doors that are opening. So let's all commit to raising our perspective and being very, very aware and mindful of that perspective. Okay, so now we are going on and we are tackling the reading for Libra. My Libra friends, we have the Six of Pentacles. Now, I see the Six of Pentacles from a few different perspectives. Number one, it is being mindful of the equal exchange, being in right relationship with give and take. Whether you are somebody who is more of a taker or you're somebody who is more of a giver, we need to be at all times in right relationship. In truth, there's not really one being, you know, a giver or a taker that is better than the other. If we're doing anything to a fault, if we're not in right relationship with either of those energies, well, we're kind of missing the point. The Six of Pentacles really reminds us and gives us the opportunity to assess where we fall on that spectrum. How can we get ourselves in right relationship? If we're taking too much, if we're consuming too much, this is a great opportunity this month to give back without expectation, to give back without, you know, the idea of any kind of return, to not have an agenda, to just simply give back for the sake of giving back. I recently joined a tarot forum that has a setup for giving out free readings that are just sort of randomly assigned. And I signed up just to be able to occasionally give free readings because for me, it's an important part of what it is that I do. I have made a living off of the readings and the gifts that I have and that I provide others. And sometimes being able to be a part of a community where I can give back without any other, you know, reason other than just to give, just to brighten their day, just to provide them with something. That's a very powerful, powerful alchemy. And ironically, even though there is no expectation, we find that the tide begins to move in our favor and blessings fall rather hilariously from the rafters, all because we are in that right relationship. Same goes in instances where maybe we give too much. Now is the time to pull your energy back, to allow yourself to stand in a place where you begin to give a little for yourself. If you're always extending and projecting everything out to everyone else, you are not allowing yourself to be in a receptive mode, number one, to receive from others, especially if that's the case. If two, you hardly ever allow yourself to receive from yourself. You cannot exhaust your resources or deplete your well for everyone else, leaving nothing for yourself, and expect to have the fullest potential and presence in all of your other roles. Tending to yourself this month is incredibly important. If you are one of those who tends to give so much more of what you have to everybody else around you. All right, we're moving now from Libra to Scorpio. Now, Scorpio, the moon card really highlights that you are going to be doing the deep, deep, deepest of dives into your watery underworld. You are going to be exploring your shadow. You're going to be traversing those beautiful but yet seldom tracked inner corridors. The moon card for me really is about opening up to our feelings, number one, on the most basic sense, and two, really giving ourselves an opportunity to expand and to embrace our awareness of our shadow. Our shadow is something that so many of us hide from. We run away from it. But the truth of the matter is, it is also where all of our power, all of our gifts, all of our potential resides. So this month, Scorpio, you will be getting a deep, deep dive into your shadow and learning how to integrate, learning how to embrace these facets of yourself and make them part of the whole. Moving on now to Sagittarius. We're in the final readings that we have for this hour. The Queen of Swords is an energy, Sagittarius, that is really encouraging you to move where most of us are going to be towards the end of the month. You are going to be so much more focused. Pardon the technical snafus. Mercury retrograde is out of retrograde, but it still is in its shadow, so we are still trying to iron out some kinks. My hope is that you heard the reading. Scorpio really is all about that moon energy. The moon card is guiding each and every one of the listeners into being aware of what exists in the shadow, what you've pushed of yourself into the shadow. It's aiming for us to get on board with that awareness that while it is mostly the parts we've shoved away that we're not super keen on or that we feel are unaccept. The fact of the matter is that the shadow also means our joys. It contains abilities. It contains all of our gifts and potential. And if we are not willing to bring it to the light, which is what this exploration in for the month of August is all about, we are never able to be consciously aware of magic that exists in the shadow. So Scorpio, I really encourage you, you're going to be feeling ready to explore those inner halls. This is a great month for finding a mentor or somebody who can guide you in that exploration if you feel so called. This is really an opportunity for you to learn who you are and the magic you are capable of creating. Now, we're going to move into the next reading for Sagittarius. And the Queen of Swords, I was saying this before I realized that I had been cut off. The Queen of Swords is a beautiful energy of really the chase. She's not a feeler. She is not very flower language. She's on what she knows. She communicates and really delivers it straight from the hip. That can go one way or the other for you. In many cases, such succinctness and straight to the point, the matter of factness is appreciated and even respected. On the other hand, if we do it to a fault, if we veer into the callous territory, we could end up burning a few. So the Queen of Swords really asks that we get dialed into not just, the thinking and the feeling, to kind of activate that heart a little bit, to think about whether or not the words we're saying are truly coming from a place of heartfelt sincerity, or are we trying to wound? The Queen of Swords has a lot of really positive attributes, being able to get things done, hone in on the matter at hand, help us to make quick and very decisive decisions. But without that sort of activation, very intentional activation of the heart space, what we find is that it's very easy to accidentally wound with our words. So this is a good month for you to begin to play around a little bit with that very delicate balance so that you are able to come into and move through all of August with the positive attributes of the Queen of Swords guiding your way, not so much those unsavory ones. Now, I believe we're going to be heading our way into a break momentarily, just a few messages to give us a break here from my beautiful voice, but we'll be right back and we will continue all three signs for the month of August.
Best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Conflict comes in many forms and often triggers a fight-or-flight response. Some of us gravitate toward conflict, while many will stop at little to nothing to avoid it. Unfortunately, what we resist will persist, which often forces us to face our fear and deal with it head-on. Join me during my show, Conflict Rising, as I discuss the important role of conflict with leaders who have moved through it successfully. Tune in Thursdays at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, it's always darkest before the dawn.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, the first episode of Intuitive Alchemy is going off, going on with a bang. Let me tell you, tech issues aside, I want to thank you all for joining me as we go into the energy of August 1st and tapped into the general flow of how things are moving beginning, middle, and end of August. And now we are finishing up our sign-by-sign tarotscope. Fold ahead. We are moving now into Capricorn. Capricorn, the Three of Pentacles indicates that your highest rate of success of reaching potential, whether it is legitimately in the professional arena, whether it is in, you know, relationships or personal pursuits, the greatest chance for you to see things to come together, to reach their fullest potential, is going to be through your community, through collaboration. There's a lot of times where we kind of just need to do it ourselves. We need to go it alone. This month with the Three of Pentacles guiding you, guiding the way, you're not going to find that the solitary approach is the best approach. This is an energy of reaching out to those around us. It is reaching out to our friends, to our coworkers, to others in our community, all with the experience of bringing the greatestness and dimension and possibility thing that we're working on to anything that we're trying to figure out or to solve within the context of the next 4 weeks for you. The Three of Pentacles, reminder that every one of us are unique perspective. We all have our perspective shaped by our own life experiences, by our education, by who we know, who we've been exposed. We all have such beautiful, beautiful uniqueness within each and every one of us. And whatever it is coming across your plate this month, whether it's an issue you need to solve or it's something you're trying to make happen for yourself, kind of it might be more of the former, something you're trying to figure out, some sort of piece of the puzzle and refusing to quite fit properly. But regardless of which side you happen to fall on this month, extending that olive branch, extending your hands outward, being willing to say, hey, you know what, I need some help, or, you know, if it's with this, you know, how would you see it? How would you solve it? What's your perspective? It is going to make everything move so easily and easily than if you attempt to do everything away and to do it by yourself. There's so much power and collaboration this month for you when it comes to just about anything you endeavor. Okay, my Aquarian friends, the Two of Pentacles. So the two in general are all about the delicate balance that we often find ourselves within the context of modern life. We all wear many hats. We all have goals. We all have lots of different things that we're doing, and we're kings and queens of multitasking. So the idea of balance with the Two of Pentacles in this case is not that it's so foreign to us. We've gotten, modern society, I think, has gotten pretty good at really learning to stand still in quicksand. But this month, the Two of Pentacles, where I'm being pulled, is that it's the reminder that we can't always keep those balls in the air, that at some point, something is going to give, especially if we've overextended ourselves. So the tools really asks us to get in with what is going on, to really assess where we want to be, what our feelings are, what it is that we're looking for, where it is that we want to go, so that we can begin to assess where our energy, where our efforts are being appropriated. Let's be honest, there's a lot of gratification that is gotten from, and maybe even a little memorization of the idea of being busy. The idea of having something to do. I can't right now, I'm busy. I can't right now, I'm busy. In truth, what we should begin to say is, I can't right now, that's not that important to me. And the truth of the matter is that if we were to reframe that, I'm willing to bet many of us would cringe thinking of how many times we've said, you know, I can't do that right now, I'm too busy. And if we framed it and shifted it to, you know what, I can't right now, that's not that important to me, we really clench. We really kind of go, I shouldn't have done that. Because that is often the, you know, to our children come to us and say, hey, can you do X, Y, Z with me? Maybe something. But what it all comes to is what of the tasks at hand, whether it's what I'm currently doing or child me, is of the priority for me. And when we reframe the idea of being busy, the inverse of Aquarius, what we understand is that this month you're being given the opportunity to really assess what it is that matters to you, what it is that truly in your heart is priority, and to begin to move in that direction, to say yes to that more often, and to really begin to be honest self as well as everyone around you, and to stop the glorification of busy and instead begin to only commit to truly, truly, truly to those things that are absolutely worthy of your time and of the highest priority for you. Okay, now we're into Pisces. Now, those of us Pisces, this is going to be a little bit of a watery month for us. Now, I mentioned in the general reading, if you haven't been listening that whole time, I definitely encourage you to check the archive when you get a chance, because the end is presenting change for all, presenting things that are ending. There's chapters that are closing. There are cycles that are coming full circle. So there's lots of, you know, newness and freshness, but also a lot of ending. You know, it's a whole death rebirth cycle. Well, for my Pisces listeners, the card of the month that's guiding us is the death card. Now, before we, I want everybody to hold their seats before we click off. The death card has nothing at all to do with literal fatal death. Nothing at all. It is the death of being. It is the death of cycles. It is the death of jobs, relationships, you know, patterns, habits, you know, something about our lives is coming to a close. But this is the true, okay, this is the true, true medicine of the death card and any death and rebirth cycle, is that you can't have one without the other. Like I said at the beginning of the show, one breath ends so that we can feel the sweetness of the breath after it. We cannot have one without the other. We cannot possibly continue to say, you know, I want to manifest. I want to draw this into my experience. I want to change about myself. And yet we are not willing to clear space. What is it that we do every spring before we put thing in the ground? The first deadwood. We have to till the ground. We have to pull what remains from the previous year's harvest. We have to get rid of anything that is dead, that is looking, so that we can make. That is the whole around these death cycles in our life. There is something for us Pisces that is coming to a close. There is a door that is closing. It is not opening back up. And we then are presented with a choice. We can clench. We can try to grab hold of that door handle. I'm seeing like in the cartoons where they've got both hands on the door handle and both feet up on the door itself. And they're trying so desperately to wedge that door open. Well, you know what, Pisces? We can try and try and try until our little fingers are exhausted and we're blue in the face. Whatever is ending this month is ending for a reason. It is coming to a close because we have taken in all of its medicine. We have absorbed all of its medicine. And now, in order to grow, in order to become ourselves, in order to reach our next stage in our evolution, we need to leave behind this shore and move onward to the next. Now, that is not always comfortable, but it is always worth it. And so the death for us is just a reminder that says, listen, whatever it is that's closing, you can clench and try to wedge that door open, and you can mourn and kick and scream, or you can choose to see this as what it is, opportunity for us to open to something better. There's a quote, and I cannot think of who it is by, so hopefully somebody listening knows. But it goes, in essence, something like, foundations fall apart so that we can build something better. Or, you know, good things fall apart so we can build something better. I'm butchering it. But it's always been a quote that is in the back of my head. Because I've had a life, like many of you, where change has been a near constant. I've had to get on board and be a devil, and thank goodness I'm a fish, how to swim, because I had to adapt and to go with the flow of things that as they change in the landscape shifts. All of us have some experience with them. And there is an inevitability, but that doesn't mean that we have to go at it from a place of struggle and challenge. We can go through change, take in the medicine of the change, open up to the new beginning of that's coming after this change with a sense of grace and with a sense of ease. Not always, I think, is in truth entirely possible. So that wraps up our 12th for the month of August. We are going to have our house month with lots of dichotomy. You know, there's lots of, you know, general energy that wants us to pick up and move, to get going, to building, to creating something, moving in the direction of all that we desire. And then some of us kind of have this end of saying, hey, it's time for us to go within, to be a little less active. That nature of with energy, friends, it is not always constant. It is not always ruined, but it is always moving in absolute perfect order for ourselves. This month is going to offer up a lot of opportunity for you to expand into your fullness, for you to build the life that you've always wanted, for you to clear the space that is needed for all of that newness you are calling in. It is a very, very beautiful month as we stand on this threshold between what was the summer, the lively, the fun, the enjoyment, and the cooler, the stilling of autumn as we welcome its beauty into our lives next month. Speaking of next month, we're next show, or not next month, but our next show, rather, on 8/14, we're going to be looking at 5 sure ways to flip the manifesting switch. I would love for you to join me as I give you 5 super easy ways to implement new energy into your experience, literally flipping the switch. rich on living the life that you desire. And here's the hint. It doesn't require that you think of or feeling things. It actually is bred around the idea that we are humans in a total experience and cannot bypass the facets of our human experience. Very much necessary. So these are practical, easy to use, easy to implement, and very down-to-earth ways that we can flip that switch for manifesting anything that our little hearts desire. Additionally, I make some calls towards the second show. If you've been struggling to manifest, if you're not sure where your blockages are, if you just are not really aware maybe of what you should be doing to manifest the life that you desire, I want to hear your, I want to take your calls. I want to answer your question direct one-on-one. Now, before we move to the very end of the show, I bid each other adieu for now. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow is the beautiful Lion's Gate. It's the pinnacle gate portal, which has been opened now, beginning of August, when our sun, or the Earth, the sun, is in alignment with Sirius, and it is a galactic portal to our galactic, if you will, bringing us a fresh injection of energies, all designed to clear our channels, to help with any, to help us with increased intuition. But there can be side effects. So if you're feeling a little bit raw or afraid, if you have a little or quick to reactivity, maybe you've been on the other end of the spectrum and you've been super tired. Especially if you're one of those who've been waking up between 2 and 4 out of the blue, unable to sleep, unable to get back to sleep. Hello, active downloads. That's what's happening there. So there's a lot of the channel, and it's going to reach its echelon, its pinnacle, tomorrow on 8-8. A great time for doing relaxation, for meditation, for some energy work. A really great time also for writing down, what are your objectives with this portal open? What is it that you're looking to sort of ascend within? Do you want to work on your intuition? Do you want to build something within your life that allows you to help others with your gifts? Get that over the course of the next 24 hours or so as we enter that fresh pinnacle of energy of the Lion's Gate portal. And it will help you with really calling down the particular downloads that you need to know for yourself. So I want to thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining me over the course of the last hour. My apologies again for the news they happen. I'm hoping they won't happen again, knock on wood. But I hope you will join me. Until then, I hope you have an amazing, amazing rest of your week. Blessed, blessed.